Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks, and welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is September 16th, 2009. We're already halfway through September. Today I'm going to be talking about five ways to break a bad habit. Let's face it, we all have a bad habit or two that we'd like to get rid of, whether it be smoking, biting our nails, overeating, or a host of other things. It may be easier to eliminate it than you imagine. With a little perseverance, willpower, and determination, you can be free from that nasty little habit. Here are five strategies that can help. Number one, commitment. You must make sure that this is something you truly want to accomplish. It's wonderful to talk the talk, but you must be able to back it up by walking the walk as well. So you have to be honest with yourself. Here are five strategies that can help. Number one, commitment. You have to make sure this is something you truly want to accomplish. It's wonderful to talk about it, but you have to back it up by actually doing it. And in order to do that, you have to be honest with yourself. Do you truly believe that this is the right time to kick your bad habit? Remember, it has to be done for the right reasons or else it's not going to work. Don't let yourself be pressured by others. Search your soul and be certain you're doing this for only one person, and that's you, because it's your time and energy you'll be using to make your goal into a reality. So make your decision carefully. Number two, start a journal. Jot down every time you practice your bad habit. This isn't to be used as a punishment, but to give you more of an idea when your undesired behavior is occurring so that you can better devise ways to break it. In the journal, include your thoughts and feelings that precede or accompany the behavior. This can give you an idea if you're doing this when you're under stress, when you're bored, tired, or whatever the case may be. Though it may seem time-consuming at first, recording these thoughts and actions can be a wonderful tool to speed up your success in breaking the habit. Number three, choose an alternative behavior. This behavior can either remind you of your desire to quit or be a permanent replacement of your bad behavior with a desirable one instead. A classic example of this would be using a rubber band on your wrist that you would snap when you are about to engage in your undesired behavior, such as smoking. So anytime you feel the urge to light up a cigarette, you snap the rubber band. Now, this would only be a temporary measure, and it certainly doesn't completely prevent you from engaging in the behavior, but it is a good reminder of what you're getting ready to do. Because sometimes, or oftentimes, these bad habits can operate on autopilot, and we just do them without much conscious thought. Other suggestions for alternative behaviors are taking a walk, reading a book, or cooking. Any activity can be used as an alternative behavior. Of course, you don't want to replace one bad habit with another one, but anything that can redirect your focus works well. Number four, start a replacement schedule right away. You can start immediately replacing your bad habit with your alternative, but ultimately a gradual shift may work better for you than a complete changeover. For example, you may start with engaging in the alternative behavior once a week, then twice a week, then three times, until you're consistently practicing your alternative behavior instead of your bad habit. But be careful not to use your gradual plan as a way to procrastinate and put off getting rid of your bad habit. But keep in mind, this won't happen overnight, so you have to practice patience. People learn different behaviors at a different pace. Don't be discouraged if your best friend stops smoking in 3 weeks and you're on your fifth week and still craving a cigarette. Number five, don't keep this a secret. If you've made the decision to break a habit, tell others. This is the time when you need the support of your family and friends to help you be successful, and it also helps you to be accountable and follow through with your plan. Whether you succeed or not, you've taken a major leap in a positive direction. that's why it's so important to share what you hope to accomplish with family and friends. Those who love you will be there to encourage you, offer support, and help whenever they can. Breaking a bad habit can be difficult, but it's not impossible. Use these techniques to make your journey easier, then celebrate your accomplishment when you've succeeded. You deserve it. That's it for today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.